very end of Parshas B'Shalach describes Melchemes Amalek, the Torah emphasizes that this occurred b'refidim. In Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah repeats in Pasuk Ches, and the Gemara comments that that really is an indicator of what caused the timing of Melchemes Amalek. Gemara writes, Sanhedrin Daf Kufav, Sherafu Yadeyim, Midivrei Torah. That somehow there was a degree of apathy. They loosened their grip regarding the significance, the primacy of the Torah Hashem. And yet the Rishonim debate exactly what does that mean. The simple reading of the Gemara Midivrei Torah seems to indicate that there wasn't a passion, there wasn't an enthusiasm regarding Esek and Limud HaTorah. And no doubt that that itself is striking because this occurred in the Midbar. After all, Parshas Yisro is the Parsha of Kabbalah HaTorah. As of yet, we didn't receive the Torah Hashem. We did not have the formal mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And yet, that we were exposed because we didn't excel in these areas of Esek B'Torah, even though as of yet we were not obligated in. And no doubt that itself is considered to be a chiddush, that we're vulnerable because we didn't diligently engage in Esek B'Torah, even though at that point in time there wasn't a tzivui. Rav Soloveitchik in the Shul Zecher Abba Mori, Mechelik Beis, Takanas Moshe, in a very different context, but discusses at length the Sugi Bavakamadav Pei Beis, the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu, together with Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim V'tiknu, the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah in the Midbar. Even though at that point in time, we did not yet receive the entirety of the Torah Hashem, we were not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but yet the need for a Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. And when the Gemara explains why that's true, even before Mamad Har Sinai, to have a Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, Vayelchu Shlosha Simba Midbar V'lamotzu Mayim, Darshe Rishum Osamim, Emayim Ala Torah, because simply you can't exist without it. The Gemara says that life without Esek B'Torah, the Gemara says, Nilu. One does not engage in Esek B'Torah merely because there's a mitzvah to do so, but simply because our existence depends on that. Literally, the Gemara writes, we would wither, we would decay without the connection to the Dvar Hashem. And therefore, a takana of Kriyas HaTorah even kodem, Mamad Har Sinai. And therefore, to link it to this case as well, the vulnerability, the indictment, the criticism of Knesset Yisrael, of Rafu Yadehem, even though as of yet they were not obligated in, but it reflected a certain mindset, a lack of passion, of enthusiasm, in order to link to the Dvar Hashem. A very different possibility of Rafu Yadehem is emphasized in the Balaturim, Tanit Be'Eliyahu, and even Targum Yonasan, and that pasuk. They're a very, very different girsa. Not Rafu Yadehen min HaTorah, but Rafu Yadehen min HaMitzvos. There were certain mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael were given at that point in time. Not the totality of Taryag mitzvos, but in Mara we were given Shabbos, Dinim, Paraduma, Kibud Av V'Em. There were certain mitzvos that we had. And even that small host of mitzvos, Rafu Yadehen, the Balaturim cites a gematria that Am Yisrael Brafidim is Rafu Yadehem in HaMitzvos. It wasn't the Esek B'Torah, but rather it's how we responded to the mitzvos that we were obligated in. So therefore, the laxity, the apathy, the measure of indifference, one possibility, the Esek B'Torah, even though as of yet we were not obligated in, the other possibility, Targum Yonasan, is Rafu Yadehem min HaMitzvos. But a third possibility. When you look in Rashi elsewhere, Sefer Yechezkel, Pasuk Perek Chav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, there Rashi writes one word which literally speaks volumes, no? When Rashi describes Rafu Yadehem, Rashi writes, Milekabel HaTorah. It wasn't a laxity regarding Esek B'Torah. It wasn't an indifference when it comes to Shmiras HaMitzvos, but rather recognize the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Tavdu Nes Elokim Al Har Hazeh, the juxtaposition of the very end of Parshas Vayishlach with Parshas Yisro, Kabbalah HaTorah, Seres HaDibros. And Rashi writes that Rafu Yadehen was they were not passionate, they were not enthusiastic about the opportunity to be able to receive the Torah Hashem. They weren't obligated in Talmud Torah, only a handful of mitzvos, but what awaited them was Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, that was the indictment of Klal Yisrael. Rafu Yadehem Mila Kabel Es HaTorah. That extra word in Rashi is something which is stunning. Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah. There's an amazing common quote in the name of the Gaon. When it comes to Melchemes Amalek, V'kasha Yarim Moshe Es Yado, Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand. What's cited in the name of the Gaon is the following, that Haramas Hayad Al Ha'ozen. What exactly does it mean when you extend your hand or your hands, that you place your hands above your head? The Gaon said, the hands above the ear, above the ear. Haramas Hayad Me'al Ha'ozen. You know what that symbolizes? You know, when a person expresses with their hands, that's a symbolism of Nase. And the Ozen, of course, represents Nishma. When Moshe Rabbeinu extended the hands above the head, that was Nase V'Nishma. That's the Chiddush of the Gaon, the Nase V'Nishma. You know, that fits so nicely then with the Rashi, in the sense that there was Rafu Yadein Min L'Kabal HaSator. And the answer to success, too, Mechias HaMalek, was raising of the hands above, ooh, the Hakdama of Nase L'Nishma. And if you look in Rashi, Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Beis, you know, very often, Purim Shuas, you learn Peches Amud Aleph. No, but it's necessary sometimes to turn the Daf. Because Rashi, the very top line, Peches Amud Beis. You know how Rashi explains that Nase V'Nishma? Who says Nase V'Nishma? Now, a thinking person says yes before you realize what you're asked to do. The Sfarna writes in Eved, says Nase V'Nishma. You know what Rashi writes? You know who says Nase V'Nishma? An Ohev. Kederach Ha'osim Me'avah. That's the Lashon of Rashi. How do you demonstrate passion, enthusiasm, the Midas Ha'avah? You know what the answer is? The answer is yes. What exactly you're asked to do? That's secondary. But the answer is, I will do anything I possibly can. The Hakdam of Nase T'Mishnah. Rashi writes, that's the Midah of Ava. Kederach Ha'osim Me'avah. Rafi Yadehem Milakabal HaTorah. And the answer is the Midah Sa'av of Nase V'Nishma, to embrace the opportunity to be able to accept the Torah Hashem. Perhaps in this context, it's not surprising that generations later, Haman, Mizaro Shel Amalek, once again experiencing that sense of the Hisrashlus of Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, that the climax of the Nisim of Purim is Kimu V'Kiblu Ayudam Aleim Valzaram, the reacceptance of the Torah Hashem. Hadar Kibluhu B'Meach Hashverosh. And as the Gemara mentions in Shabbos Taf Peches, that even though there was an element of coercion when it comes to Mamed Har Sinai, that Kofle and Har Kigigis, that here, B'Ava Uvaratzon, an acceptance of the Torah Hashem, exactly the opposite of Rafu Yadehen Milakabel HaTorah. And therefore, three different possibilities in that sense. Either Esek B'Torah, you don't simply learn because you must, but because you see Esek B'Torah as a privilege. You don't just observe the mitzvahs Hashem because they're obligations, but rather opportunities to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every moment of each day, you experience a sense of a Kabbalah Sator. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Hosafos, Mitzvah Shoshach HaCharav, when the Ramban describes the Mitzvah Darais of Birchas HaTorah, the Ramban is clear, it's not about Talmud Torah, but rather it's the privilege of accepting the Torah Hashem. Not a Birchas HaMitzvah, who is the sheet of the Gaon, the sheet of Tosus, but a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah Satorah. Each and every day to re-experience V'chol Yom V'yom Yivenecha Kechadoshim. That I would tell you is the mindset of B'nai Torah. Now, number one, the Esek B'Torah, not merely an obligation, but the privilege of, the fact that you can have a takan of Kriyas HaTorah, or Knesset Yisrael can be criticized for a lack of passion about Isak B'Torah even before a mitzvah Talmud Torah, to be able to fully embrace the mitzvah Satorah, Rafi Yadehim in a mitzvah, the Shita of Targum Yonasan, and that Chiddush of Rashi, Mila Kabbalah Satorah. Always to see the opportunity to emerge, to embrace, to be able to accept and re-accept the Torah Sashem on an ongoing basis. Maybe that's part of the juxtaposition. The end of Vishalach, Mechemes Amalek, Parshas Yisrael, the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah, that stunning Chiddush of Rashi. It wasn't about Talmud Torah. It wasn't about Mitzvah Satorah, but rather to passionately, with a great sense of absolute enthusiasm, to be able to await and accept the Torah session.